Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow. Online at revenflow.com.
Well, this week on a brand new edition of Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater of Revenflow Web Marketing Services, going to talk a little bit about strategy when it comes to your website. And as far as your strategy is concerned, Jason, it all kind of ties into marketing, doesn't it?
Yeah, basically, web marketing is marketing. And, you know, marketing is just communications. You can't purchase success on the web in the sense of, like, just, you know, just cut a check and buy success on the web. You have to commit to success on the web. It's an activity-based type of process, and you go through the similar cycle that you go through with any marketing, where you have strategy, number one, number two, implementation, number three, management, and number four, tracking. And then you get the data back from the success, you know, and you measure it against some type of benchmark, or you're creating a benchmark, and then you go through the cycle again. You say, okay, well, let's tweak our strategy based on the numbers, you know, let's develop the new thing that we had to, that our strategy calls for, let's manage it, and then let's track it again. You know, so it's the same cycle that you use in any type of communications initiative. People get enamored with the technology, enamored with the web itself, how much it's changing things, and it is. It's changing the way we interact and communicate. But it's communication, regardless. And so it's those same principles apply.
Do you find sometimes that people can get bogged down with too much regarding the web instead of having that narrow focus to try and reach people?
Yeah, yes. The short answer is absolutely. One example I give is if you're going to email market, for example, you can get really excited about email marketing because there's so many cool tools and software as a service, web applications. You know, you sign up for $19.95 a month and you have the ability to send out HTML emails and they're really well done and you can choose from templates and the technology is so enticing. Well, what I ask people is, I say, okay, the most powerful marketing tool in the world is a pen and an index card. It's just you have to know what to write on the card and who to hand it to. So if you don't know what you're going to write on the card and who you're going to hand it to, then you're not going to know how to email market effectively either, because it's the same thing. You're just sending a single message to a single person and hoping they'll take some action of some kind. And that gets lost, you know.
So strategically, you really need to narrow that focus into your core audience.
Yeah, and you need to have goals and some type of, you know, understand what success looks like. I mean, you know, so that's where you start out with the strategy. That's part one, is really figuring out what you're trying to achieve. The second part of strategy is to figure out what, you know, how you're going to achieve it. And then once you kind of agree upon that, you have to go out and build and implement the things that were your hows.
And we'll get more into those hows and implementing those hows next week.
Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow. Revenflow.com.